The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan State's Mark D'Antonio. The Spartans are 1-0 in conference play and 5-0 overall. Michigan visits Rutgers on Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and open up the call for questions.
All right, thank you. Looking forward to going to Rutgers on this weekend, and be a great challenge for us, and we're looking forward to the opportunity. I'll take questions.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go ahead and take those questions now.
If you'd like to ask Coach a question, please press star 1. And our first question comes from the line of Daniel Uthman from USA Today Sports.
Mark, how's it going today?
Good.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, you have one of the top quarterbacks in college football right now on your roster. But what are some things that you are doing or making sure are being done to ensure that, I guess, you minimize the drop-off or you keep things going at that position once Connor is gone?
Well, first of all, we've got three other outstanding quarterbacks in our system here. Connor will leave next year, and we've, just like most, recruiting has become so accelerated. We have another young man coming in that we're very excited about as well. But, you know, sort of the next man up. We'll have a quarterback competition somewhat in the spring between probably Tyler O'Connor and Damian Terry. Both those guys have played some for us. Both those guys are exciting players to watch in their own right. And then Brian Lewerke is a true freshman that we'll have to get a spring under his belt to see where he's at. So I think we're in good situation. And then we have the young freshman coming in. So I think we're in a very good situation. And what we've been able to do is our quarterback, you know, whether it's been Connor Cook or Kirk Cousins, both those guys have been the winningest quarterbacks in Michigan State history. So we've been able to surround them with quality players and a quality system.
Again, if you would like to ask Coach a question, please press star 1. And our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein from Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Mark, probably an overly simplistic question, but how surprised are you that, I don't know, your offense really hasn't had a breakout performance since Oregon, and these last couple games have been a struggle?
Well, you know, this past weekend there was, you know, we played in a pretty much pouring rain, 20-mile-an-hour wind for much of the game. So, and the way the game was going and flowing, you know, we do what we have to do to win the football game. So that's the bottom line for us. And right now we're 5-0, and I'm not really concerned about anything other than winning a football game.
And how much of a role has your offensive line injuries played, do you think?
Well, anytime you change, there's going to be adjustments. But to me, changes inevitably make you stronger in the long term, you know. So we had to play some young players. We were playing one guy for the second week that he's ever played in a college football game, you know, with things on the line, and then played a brand new guy this past week, and really two new guys. So, but they played well, and you know, now they have more experiences behind them, and you know, there's more of a positive attitude in terms of putting them in a football game, more confidence in the coaches, more confidence with the players. So I think it all goes hand in hand. We've got experienced players up there. They can play multiple positions, I think 3 or 4 of them. So that gives us a sort of an anchor to be able to move people around and adjust.
All right. Thank you.
And our next question comes from the line of Jonathan Schott from Spartan Nation.
Coach, in off-season work, bowl practice, spring practice, fall camp, how often are offensive linemen shuffled in and out into different positions and different lineups? And if so, how much is that helping you at this point?
Well, Coach Dayton does that quite often. And, you know, he does an outstanding job with our offensive line. And, you know, as with everybody, you're always teaching the whole part, whole type teaching, following that teaching philosophy. So all those guys are in the same room. They hear it. They understand what the other guy's doing. There are drills that there's a lot of carryover in drills from guard to tackle. It's not the same, of course, but there is some carryover, and they do work closely hand in hand. So they know what to do, and especially experienced players like Donovan Clark. He's played out at right tackle. He's played at left tackle. He's played at right guard. So he gives you that opportunity to move people around. And then Jack Allen just has such a large knowledge of our offense and offensive line play, and he's such a good athlete, such a powerful guy, that he can really go anywhere he needs to go.
Coach, you mentioned Connor's the all-time winningest quarterback at Michigan State. Now, can you circle back to the time you guys were recruiting him? Who was recruiting him, I guess, from your staff, and what did you see in him and maybe some of his football IQ that may be a little bit underrated?
Well, Coach Narduzzi was the area recruiter, but, you know, basically Coach Warner was very heavily involved in that because he was the quarterback coach at the time. And then myself, they had to go through an evaluation process. We had to see him in camp, see him on film, watch him in games. But we saw everything we needed to see, a strong-arm guy with great growth potential, a good student, played in a good league, Wells Jesuit High School down in Ohio, played good competition, could run and create, and, you know, threw a great ball and had a great release. So we saw everything we needed to see. I really don't know who was recruiting him. I really don't pay that much attention to that. I look at players and say, do we like him? Does he fit our system? And Connor did that.
We've got time for one last question for Coach.
And our final question comes from the line of Kevin Trahan from USA Today.
Hey, Coach. I was wondering what the adjustment was like for players once Pat Narduzzi left, and if that's affected the team at all this season, and especially the defense.
No, it's there's an adjustment in terms of personalities and things of that nature, but change is inevitable. We've got new players playing. Some players are playing that, you know, had no connection because they're new freshmen coming in. So did a great job. He did a great job here. Mike Tressel and Harlan Barnett have been in the system for 12 years. Ron Burton now in his third year. I've been here 12, you know, with that defense for 12 years. So bottom line is making plays. Players make plays.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right. Thanks.